tropical coral reefs are fertile fishing grounds for some 200 million small-scale fishers around the world. But Tim McClanahan, with the Wildlife Conservation Society, has seen many of these coastal fishing communities decline, including one on the coast of Kenya.
We had followed their catch for quite a few years. It was going down every year. It was just one of those beautiful, you know, exponential decay sort of curves.
The question was, what could they do to stop that decline before it crashed the whole reef ecosystem? Such a crash would not just be bad for the fish. The fishers who make their livelihoods from the reef would suffer as well. Since no one owns the oceans, most countries put fisheries management in the hands of the central government. But it's a complicated business, with a huge number of fishers catching many different species with a wide range of equipment brought ashore in many different places.
Trying to manage that from an under-resourced Ministry of Fisheries in the capital city is basically an impossible task.
Tim Daw at the University of East Anglia says faraway authorities setting the rules but lacking the funds to enforce them are a major reason why fisheries around the world are in decline. But, Daw says, that is changing. In the last decade or so, civil society groups and researchers have been helping fishing communities come together to set their own rules and enforcement mechanisms.
Rather than a centralized state actor trying to manage fisheries, it's a cooperation between the state and the local people, but with much more emphasis on the local people.
Communities may decide to close off certain areas to fishing, for example, or restrict what kinds of equipment can be used. The Kenyan community McClanahan worked with decided to ban the use of very fine mesh nets that catch almost any kind of fish, large or small.
And sure enough, within months, 6 or 7 months, the catch started to slowly rise, and it's actually been rising since that happened.
And as the catch rose, so did incomes. Getting everyone to follow the rules was not easy, but now the community elders tell him they will never go back. However, McClanahan says, there is more to the story.
Even though the fish catches come back, the fish are getting bigger, the reef is not in good shape. You know, ecologically, it's not a success story.
And that is the big question for supporters of community fishery management. Can it improve both livelihoods and ecosystems? In a new study in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, McClanahan, Daw, and their colleagues studied 42 locations in 5 countries on 2 oceans. They interviewed more than 1,000 local fishers and local leaders. They found that people were generally better off with community management than without it, and there were generally more fish in community-managed systems than without. But, Tim Daw says, not always.
When we actually got in the water and looked at how much fish was there, the strongest driver there was the distance to market.
Daw says even with community management, when fishers could easily get their catch to a market, they had a strong incentive to overfish.
The value of the fish that you can catch from there is going to be higher. There is going to be more pressure on those resources. They're going to be attractive to more people. And we see that as there being actually less fish left on the reefs.
Also, the more dependent fishers were on their catch for food or income, the less well the systems worked. And community management did not work equally well for everyone. Wealthier people tended to benefit more, perhaps because they had more influence over how the rules were made or enforced than poor people did. But Tim McClanahan says it was not all bad news.
There was evidence that the wealthy were doing well, but the poor were either doing a little bit better or not any worse.
The study backs up what Indiana University political science professor Eleanor Ostrom has found with groundwater, pastures, or other resources that communities share but no one owns.
Our own research has been showing that small community-controlled resource governance can work. But all of our studies have also shown that it isn't a panacea. It doesn't always work.
Ostrom should know. She won a Nobel Prize for her research. She says when people have a stake in making the rules and have effective ways of enforcing them, communities can do a better job than governments at managing a common resource. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.